We haven't heard from Randy Cohen in a few weeks. Randy writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine, and he regularly stops by our studios to tackle our listeners' conundrums. Welcome, Randy.
Hi, John.
Our usual lot of questions seem a little out of step with the gravity of the war in Iraq. Of course, among the biggest ethical questions surrounding a war is what makes a just war, or how can a war be waged ethically? These are complex problems. We don't have time to resolve those here today. But there are other ethical questions arising from war that many ordinary citizens are confronting right now. Randy, what are people asking you about?
There is a question that my readers have sent in surprisingly high numbers, and it's generally phrased this way. Is there an ethical obligation, even for those who oppose the war, to support the troops?
And how do you answer that?
It's very difficult because the phrase support the troops is such an ambiguous one. To some people, it indeed does mean endorsing the war, but to others, it means expressing sympathy with the young men and women in peril while continuing to oppose the war, which is the policy that needlessly endangers them. There's another way to approach this question, and it's the one I find particularly compelling. And it says, the best way to support the troops is to bring them home. And the best way to support your country is to urge it to adopt wise policies. And that in a democracy, to advocate in that way is itself an ethical obligation. That it's a kind of duty of citizenship. In a democracy, our government acts in our name. And it is then our obligation to make sure it's acting in ways we regard as wise and prudent. The argument I find most compelling argues against abandoning your anti-war impulses, if indeed you have them, and says that if you oppose the war, the best way to show your support for the troops is to bring them home and to urge your country to act in those ways.
But besides the anti-war position, what about the obligation and responsibility for those who believe the U.S. military action is for the greater good? Should they be making their voices heard?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Free expression is an essential virtue of democracy. It's one of the things we cherish most about the society. And not just because we believe it's good for us as individuals to get to do that, although of course it is, but free expression is an essential component for the society itself. That's how ideas are created. That's how ideas are refined. And in a democracy, then, it seems to me that free expression, regardless of your politics, free expression is a civic obligation. You have an ethical duty as a citizen to express your views, to engage with others, and to urge your government, because our government is us, to urge it to take prudent actions, to act in ways that we believe is best for our country.
Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column in the New York Times Magazine. If you have a question about the ethical pitfalls of life in wartime and other concerns, you can write us at watc@npr.org. And be sure to include the word ethics in the subject line. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, John.